This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Things are looking up for independent bookstores. The American Booksellers Association says there's nearly 31% more indie bookstores than there were a decade ago. This renaissance coincides with the collapse of national book chains. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more on what's behind the turnaround.
The early to mid-2000s were rocky for independent bookstores. Just ask Jeff Deutsch. He runs two indie shops on the south side of Chicago. He says back then, book buyers preferred Amazon and the big book chains like Borders.
Combined, we've lost more than two-thirds of our sales.
But Deutsch says both stores have sold a lot more books in the past 5 years. Oren Tyker heads the American Booksellers Association. He says one reason indie shops are thriving is because they've sort of become the good guys of the book world.
People understand that those dollars they spend locally recirculate in the community.
Indies cement those positive vibes by becoming informal community centers, hosting events like local author talks and open mics. One threat to bookstores, though, it's almost because of their success as neighborhood anchors. Ryan Raffaelli teaches at Harvard.
As that city block becomes more and more popular, then the land prices go up.
Raffaelli says the main reasons bookstores close? Rent and labor costs, which are both rising. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.